WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where attorneys for Enrique Otero, the Proud Boys leader who orchestrated the attack on the U.S. Capitol, say they will appeal his 22-year prison term. Correspondent Jared Hill has the details.
Tario's sentence was more lenient than the 33 years prosecutors wanted, but the judge did apply a terrorism enhancement. Lawyers for the 39-year-old insisted their client was a, quote, misguided patriot and asked for a maximum term of 15 years.
While we respect the judge's sentence, we respectfully disagree.
Tario apologized in the courtroom to police and the other victims. His mother and sister wept as they asked the judge for leniency. The calendar says September, but it feels more like the middle of July from Texas to Rhode Island. And the UN's weather agencies just announced Earth has endured its hottest summer ever in the Northern Hemisphere. Many U.S. businesses and schools are closing early. This mom at pickup in Winslow Township, New Jersey.
With the heat, I'm glad that the kids are getting out of school because they have partial AC in the buildings and it could be brutal.
On the first day of class in Philadelphia, students sent home early from 78 public schools with no air conditioning. The search area is expanding for the convicted killer who escaped from prison near Philadelphia last week. Danilo Cavalcante was spotted again on surveillance video Monday, but officials believe he's managed to slip past a police perimeter. Damian Kelly lives near the Chester County Jail.
The fear, as time goes on, he gets more and more desperate, so you never know what he's going to do.
We've just learned Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Ukraine on an unannounced visit hours after an overnight Russian missile attack. Reports say Blinken will announce new U.S. funding for Ukraine. An impeachment trial resumes today for Texas Republican Attorney General. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
An early motion to dismiss all 16 articles of impeachment failed, with 12 Republicans joining 12 Democrats to vote it down. In the opening statements, Republican State Representative Andrew Murr spelled out the case against now-suspended Attorney General Ken Paxton.
The allegations in the articles reveal that the state's top lawyer engaged in conduct designed to advance the economic interests and legal positions of a friend and donor.
Warner Brothers Discovery feeling the pinch of the Hollywood strikes.
In the shadows of Arrakis lie many secrets.
The company expects profits will be as much as $500 million lower than its initial estimates. It's already delayed release of its highly anticipated Dune 2 sequel, which was supposed to hit theaters in November. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Todd Albaugh Show, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, the spectacular engineer on the board, and my understanding, Sam Davidson, producer in training on the board as well. We welcome in you to this second hour on the big show. It's Tuesday. That means it is Tuesday Tangent with Luke time, the co-host of Town Hall with Will Walters in the program immediately before ours.
William Walter.
Oh, did I say Will Walters?
Yeah.
I even wrote it down. Okay. I put Will Walter just because of that.
Yeah.
I know too many Walters. That's my problem. Anyway, Luke Matters.
It sounds like
here.
It should be Walters, and yeah. I've told Will that, and he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. It's Walter. So
I know. It's not his fault. It's mine for being incompetent. Anyway, Luke Matters here. I know his name. After 10 months.
Yeah, just a couple months.
Right. How you doing?
Good. How was your Labor Day?
Laborious.
I was.
I'm still unpacking for my move a couple of weeks ago, so I stayed in the air conditioning and just packed and organized.
That's smart. We were breaking down camp yesterday in the heat, and oh my gosh.
It had to be sweating.
Yeah, a little bit, but it just, like, you know, you go camping and you pack the car all nice, and then you're like, okay, I just got to make mental picture to make sure that the car gets packed just like this
right on
the way back so that it all fits. But, you know, you use up some of the food and then you acquire some new souvenirs or some things to take back from, like, Door County. You got a nice bottle of whiskey from a distillery up there.
Very nice.
Yeah, donuts for the morning stuff. So things then find their way into the car, and it's never packed the same way, and it's kind of in the heat. It was not fun trying to play the Tetris that is packing a camp car, and I not only had to do my own car, I had to help my folks too, so there's several different cars, and there was a lot of different Tetris being played yesterday.
But now you're an Eagle Scout too, along with Zomers.
I understand. So I got a merit badge.
I am in the midst of three Eagle
Scouts.
You're
in the Eagle's nest right now.
Well, I need something, because of course I was a Boy Scout dropout, essentially, so you know, that tells you something.
I think I have an idea. So the old studio, back before Civic Media was Civic Media, and it was Devil Radio, the studio was called the Devil's Lair. Maybe this one needs to be the Eagle's Nest.
The production booth.
I like
sure.
that.
We've got at least three Eagles out of there. Yeah.
Right. Well, see, now I would think because of that, because I have very few skills, but one of them is I'm good at packing a vehicle because I've, you know, between.
So you got your packing merit badge before you dropped out of the Boy Scouts.
I guess maybe I should have. But no, I think it was because of how you divorced parents and always running around and completely, you know, I'm always on the move. I'm always traveling. And so I got very good at, you know, packing efficiently.
There you go.
And all the moving. I would think that you would be good at that as well.
I'm decent at it. But, you know, it's one of those things where I sometimes just get lazy. And so I just kind of throw things in. And I'm like, crap. Okay, you got to be more thoughtful about this. And, you know, the car, everything got made back safely. So that was the important part. Yeah.
Did you have whiskey donuts for breakfast?
I did not have whiskey for breakfast, but I did have an apple cider donut for breakfast.
But if you soak them in the whiskey, you know,
not
that,
on a Tuesday, that would have been a good thing to do yesterday.
Well, yeah, I didn't mean this morning.
You know, yeah,
Luke Matherin, Sawstone Whiskey Donuts, ladies and gentlemen. Always glad
thanks,
to have you.
See, this is how rumors start. This is how.
Well, speaking of rumors,
start.
We talked about this. We have a great production department right now, but the two promos out there right now are Pat Kreitlow making fun of me for not being bright, and then which could be true. And then number two is you guys being made fun of because I allegedly broke the Brewers streak by saying
I didn't want to mention the number, and Mr. Zommer's in production got the number set in a song coming back from break, and you wanted to know, and you were curious.
But so, well behaved.
Yes, but the George Webb's curse broken. No free burgers for everyone.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, well, okay.
Sorry, folks. But you can rightly send the comments to Todd's email, and I'm just kidding.
I take full responsibility, but you can still send those comments to Todd's email.
Yeah, Todd's not bright, and he broke the Brewer streak and cost people George Webb burgers. That's a way to get listeners.
Excellent content. Excellent content being shared by the social media team here at Civic Media.
Appreciate that. Boy, we almost be in the front row. Anyway, we're going to come back because I want your speaking of sports, we're going to invite callers. Anybody who is at the Wisconsin game.
It was a sold-out game. First sold-out home opener since 2009.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. Exciting.
That's an exciting period. Yeah, no other head coach era can say that since 2009. Yeah. I can't even. Who was taking
Brett
over?
Brett Bielema would have been coach in that because that was during the run of the three Rose Bowls.
Yeah,
the three Big Ten championships.
You're right.
So, but if you were at the game on Saturday, give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Want to hear from you specifically if you were at the Wisconsin game over the weekend, 844-967-2789. Because, Lukester, there were some changes, and I was not there, but I have read about them.
Mm-hmm.
I am none too happy.
I mean, if I lived in the neighborhood, Kelsey lived there senior year. She was right in the shadows of Camp Randall. You could hear you could see the lights when they went on. You could hear the speakers from where she lived senior year. So I was somewhat familiar from being woken up on a Saturday morning if there was an 11 a.m. game from the events of getting ready around Camp Randall Stadium. But this seems a little bit more than that.
It was a great story by Todd Malewski. I'm not sure if I pronounced it correctly. I apologize. From Wisconsin State Journal in Badger Extra. The headline is, quote, "Like a bad frat party, fans take Wisconsin to task for Camp Randall speaker volume." I mean, they brought all these goofy DJs now. There's DJs and brisket and macaroni and cheese sandwiches with tomato basil soup being served. What the heck is going on? Give us a call if you were there.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Good Lord. 844-967-2789. Give me a brat in the Badger Band. Back after this, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Overcast skies today with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows level off around 57. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Network. That is what I am talking about. That's exactly what you want to hear on a game day. The Wisconsin Badger marching band for many years, 50 years, under the direction of Michael Leckrone, and now under the direction of Corey Pompey. That's exactly what you want on game day. You do not want some canned music from some goofball DJ.
Wait, were they playing the pep band songs during
I think they were. My guess is I wasn't there. And if you were there at the Badger game this Saturday, give us a call. I want an on-the-ground report, 844-967-2789.
And if we can't get one, I'm going to force Todd to buy me some tickets so that I can be the on-the-ground reporter for the next one.
You're the ticket guru.
Whoa, no. The Brewers tickets fell in my lap, and it was an accidental one-off thing. Not happen again. I am not going to be the ticket guru. No.
Oh, that's unfortunate because you do a good job at it.
Oh, thank you.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 if you are at the game. Now, here's my overall beef. And I understand I'm an old man and Luke is just a young buck. I get that. All right. But here's the problem in all seriousness with this DJ stuff is because they did this for a while at the University of Wisconsin basketball games. And they brought in I don't want to mention the DJ because actually I heard a recent interview and the person was very nice and I wish her all the best. But they had a DJ before and it would be like, you know, pretty quiet during the game. And I'll be careful, Mr. Zomers. I won't blow people out. It was quiet. And then and all of a sudden it was, you know, get up! Get up! It's intrusive. It doesn't fit. It sounds goofy.
There's always been a sound system, though. These are just louder speakers. How do you think we listen to Jump Around in between the third and fourth quarter?
I understand that, but it is a specific place where it fits. This is like, you know, somebody makes a second down and they go nut jobs, I guess. Well, let's go to the story. All right, let's go to the story.
All right.
This is from Ty Maluski from Wisconsin State Journal, the Badger Extra. It starts out, University of Wisconsin rolled out what it hoped was a more intense and exciting vibe at Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday. Some Badger fans were covering their ears. A high volume level from the stadium speakers was one of the most frequent complaints aired by fans after Saturday's 38-17 victory against Buffalo. The first home game under new coach Luke Fickell brought the first, as Luke said, not Luke Fickell, but Luke Mathers, announced sellout over the season opener since 2009. Wisconsin officials used the start of the new era to bring in big elements. I'm not going to read everything, but they brought in this new firm, like from Vegas or whatever, who's done Super Bowls and NCAA games. Here's what Mark Kanin of Verona said. He's had season tickets for 25 years. He called it, quote, the worst atmosphere we have ever experienced. My wife and I couldn't even talk between plays because of the loud music. I felt like I was at a bad frat party, unquote. He was sitting in the new south end zone in the premium seats. He says they need to make changes before the next game, or this will be a long season at Camp Randall.
I'll take his tickets off of him. Come on, I can understand. I guess I just find it very fascinating, and maybe there's some more reports. Maybe I'll have to go to the game myself and check it out to see what happened this past weekend. I was not there myself either, but you gotta expect a pretty red, like, first sellout game since 2009. So what, 14 years, we are seeing the hype that was put up and built over the last several months in the hiring of Fickell, the transfers that have come in, the excitement that is around the Badgers program. I can understand. Like, have you been to you've been to the Brewers game?
Yeah.
Have you gone to a game at Lambeau recently?
It's probably been a couple years. No, it's probably been 4 years.
Well, there's all these new state of the there's a desire to get a larger draw to all of these post COVID. There's a desire for all of these stadiums, these fields to get a large draw of people to come to them. They're trying to show off these state of the art light and sound systems. There's these giant strobe lights now at Lambeau. Anytime there's I thought the lights were going out. And you can see it when you're watching the broadcast, but if you're there in person, it's even more the strobe that the Lambeau Field has now and other football fields has, like the fireworks display that goes off for the Brewers. Like, there's a ton of sounds, and I get it. If you got sensitive ears, it can be a lot, but I guess.
Or if you have epilepsy.
Yes, that too, Aaron. Thank you. There are definitely precautions that need to be made, but and tweaks, it sounds like, is what's being desired from these fans that went. But let's not pretend like it's too loud. You're going to a sporting event. You got to kind of expect a little bit of...
I expect noise. I expect naturally generated noise. And I mean, I've been to a couple of big night games at UW when it got really super loud. But that it wasn't an artificial bump in the noise level to this ungodly level where it's just, you know, against pounding into your chest. But here's the serious, I mean, it's all, I guess, partly serious, but here's the serious discussion, is that in this article, a couple others I read, that UW wants to have a better, to your point, intense experience to draw in particularly young people. But my question back is, what has UW done? I mean, they've priced young people. I mean, unless you have a student ticket, a person in their 20s can't afford, unless you're working at Epic, I guess. But I mean, you can't afford season tickets, right? And so, I mean, what is, has UW missed it early on by not addressing some of these concerns to get younger people involved, and is only more well-to-do, wealthier people, retired people who could really afford season tickets on a consistent basis? Because remember, it's not just the ticket. You also have to give to the UW Foundation a certain level to have the opportunity to have those tickets.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Todd. I mean, there's definitely a balance that needs to be struck in order to be able to have everybody be able to participate in the experience that they're trying to create for the game day experience at Camp Randall. You're laughing at something.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Okay. But yeah, it just feels to me like the speakers were too loud. I don't know. Again, I don't know to the what extent, and we've talked about decibels, you and I, of sound volume.
And I have a hearing loss. I get that. I'm 53 years old. I get it. And you're like barely 18. So, I mean,
stop.
No, he's in his 20s. But anyway, here's what I want. I want the Wisconsin's newest number one talk radio show host, Kristen Bryan, to get on the phone right now and give us a call, because she's getting saucy on the text between you and I. Says, Todd sounds way more like a boomer than Gen X on this topic.
What do you mean this topic, all right, Kristen? Ooh.
All right, Kristen Bryan, Milwaukee's number one radio show host. And congratulations by that. That's real, actually. Yes. I'll pick up the phone, 844-967-2789. Let's join the discussion. Were you at the game? And if you weren't here, that's fantastic. She's calling in. First, let's go to Kenneth and Stoughton real quick. Kenneth, what do you have to say real quick?
Were you at the game on Saturday?
I was not at the game, but I'm a boomer. My son is 50. We went to a Green Bay Packer game, a preseason game at Lambeau, and we both thought that was too loud because we could not even talk to each other sitting next to each other between the plays.
There you go.
It was a fun experience, but it was, so he's 50 and I'm 74. But it was just so damn loud, darn loud between the plays, you couldn't even just comment on anything to each other. It was, I thought it was not an enhancement. I've not gone to the Badgers, but.
All right.
So maybe there is a demographic involved.
Maybe there is. Kenneth, I really appreciate your call, and thanks for calling it from Stoughton. Let's go to Milwaukee's number one radio talk show host, and we love her for that.
Milwaukee's favorite.
Milwaukee's favorite talk show host on radio, and the host of As Goes Wisconsin 10 till noon, the fabulous Kristen Bryan. What say you?
I'm in the car, so hopefully you guys can hear me well. I'm driving back from Washington.
Sound fantastic.
I'm on the station, and I just hear Todd just opining about the way it used to be and the way it should be. And it's like, he's a man. You sound like a fucking old man.
Well, all right, well, since you called in, Smarty Pants, I'll give you credit. You had DJ Shauna on your show. It was a great interview. She sounds like a fantastic person. But when she used to do the Badger games, I didn't like it. I don't like that much, you know, generated artificial music. I like more of a natural ambiance. Am I wrong for that?
You're not. It's preference. You can like it. This is don't yuck my yum, right? You can totally like it. But just say that it's wrong. They want it to debate. You don't think there was people who were super upset the first time they did Jump Around?
I suppose.
You don't think there was a bunch of alums?
Yeah, Todd was part of that crowd being like, I don't know about this House of Pain song. I don't know about this. This is the greatest tradition in college sports. And Todd was like, it could be better.
That is fake news. That is fake news.
Chris and I really got the old man yells at cloud vibe when Todd brought this up. But I thought it was an interesting story, too, the fact that it was some fans not loving the experience.
Kristen, they have now put in brisket macaroni and cheese sandwiches with tomato basil soup at Camp Randall. Who needs that? Give me a brat.
The brats are still there.
This sounds very Southern.
Well, I agree, I guess.
And like mac and cheese makes me think like comfort food, and like, are we in the SEC already? But yeah, so that part is a little weird to me.
But you're okay. But is there a difference? I mean, you go to a lot of Bucks games. DJ Shauna does the Bucks games now. I guess she does it very well. Don't you think there's a difference between a pro game versus a college game?
Yeah, but look at what's happening to the college sports in general, or at least college football. Like, it's becoming such a consumerism event that, like, the idea that things like traditions are going to stay the same. I mean, look at how many teams are going to be in the Big Ten next year? 25?
Close. Partner. Like, 18.
18, yeah.
Smith's motto. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think there's more and more blending of what is college sports and what is professional sports just because there's so much money involved.
Very true. All right. So, I'm a boomer. I get it. All right. Kristen Bry, host of Esco's Wisconsin, 10 to noon. We appreciate you calling in, and I won't yuck your yum. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen. And, I'm going to be joining Kristen on Friday.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're going to do
a little crossover.
Yeah, she's going to be coming in, doing her show live here from the WMDX Civic Media Mothership here in Madison. And so I'm going to be joining her for her cross Civic Media segment from 10:30 to 11 on Friday.
I was not made aware of this. I see where I stand.
Honestly, what? Well, I forgot what she asked. It was over the weekend.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. So I guess we have Wes from the Middleton on the text line. Boomer alert for Todd.
With the red siren emoji, which is perfect. I think I might have to put that next to your contact name in my phone now, too.
Well, I think we're going to go. I want to go. We should go to a game, a live game, and I got to check this out.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. I'm excited to see the new South End. I haven't got a chance to go to the renovated South End.
I can't afford the South End.
No, but somebody's giving up their tickets. They're complaining about the noise level. They're going to be sold on a discount. Come on.
Luke Mathers every afternoon, 12:15 to 1, Town Call with William Walter. That is the show. Those are the hosts. Luke, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Todd.
Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Your phone calls are next.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Attorneys for Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio say they'll appeal his 22-year sentence for orchestrating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. His lawyer, Naib Hassan.
I'm not going to comment regarding how the judge determined the sentence. We just respectfully don't think it was appropriate.
The UN's weather agency confirms the hottest summer on record in the Northern Hemisphere. It's still baking in places like Metuchen, New Jersey, where students are being sent home from school early because of the heat. Mom Michelle McPherson.
We were not expecting it, so I think the kids are happy. Let's put it that way. I think they're happy. First day of school, half day, so no complaints out of my kids.
Police in Pennsylvania are expanding their search for a convicted killer who escaped from prison last week. CBS Philadelphia's Nikki Dementri.
Investigators are utilizing everything from night goggles and drones to helicopters and dogs in this manhunt.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. A little U2, some Barry Alvarez, the crowd goes nuts. That's what I'm talking about. That's the way I want my Wisconsin Badger football team introduced. And apparently now there's some introduction with some other kind of music and they're hyping up Luke Fickell and they're showing video of guys working out in the weight room. Not like, come on now. How can you get rid of Barry Alvarez in the introduction? They've made changes at the Wisconsin football game experience. Is Todd just a boomer on this? Is he just too old-fashioned, too much of a traditionalist? Were you there?
I will say, in this specific instance, not using a song from 1987, like, great song. I'm good with tradition, but I am saying if they want to use a song that came out within the century, I'm okay with that.
But see, my friends know that I like tradition. I don't like change when it comes to institutions. I like a tradition. Not that I'm not open to change, but some things you just feels right. I think it's exciting what Luke Fickell has done for the program. I'm all for it. I'm a Cardinal and White Badger fan. But I just, yeah, I don't know. Is Todd Kraus, were you at the game on Saturday? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think of these changes at Badger game day? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to our ongoing contributor, our friend, and talk about an old man. He's like 2 weeks older than me. Jeff Perry, welcome to the show. We appreciate you taking time.
Hello, Boomer. No, I'm actually with you on this, Todd. A comment that Aaron, for those who are listening on the stream, yes. you may have heard Aaron comment that everything is too loud today. Right. I could not agree with that more.
Right?
My favorite one is when there's a motorcycle coming up the street and they've got a radio. Not only is the motorcycle like many decibels too loud, but then they've got a radio on, so you can hear this music coming from like 8 blocks away, and then the motorcycle rolls by and the windows rattle. Everything is too loud. But to get back to the game thing here, because I'm with you on this, Todd. Mm-hmm. The University of Wisconsin has the most amazing band.
Thank you.
Anywhere.
Thank you.
They can't be beat. This is just, I had the great pleasure of attending the spring concert this past spring.
Yes.
That they did at the Kohl Center. It was amazing. This is a world-class band. That's what should be playing at exactly. The football games. And when there's you made the comment of like, you know, the there's a second down. why would you blast some DJ music when you could blast, you know, 30 seconds of this world-class band. So that's so I'm totally with you on this. I get it. I'm old too, but.
Well, I mean, you know, you are 2 weeks older than me, but anyway, something I think you'll appreciate. His last name is escaping me. The longtime PA announcer for the Wisconsin Badgers is Mike. It's like Mike Mahan or something I'm getting his last name wrong. You know, his classic first and 10 Wisconsin. Yes, first and 10 Wisconsin. All right. Well, apparently this revamp has even reached him. They wanted him to class or to like heighten up his calls. They let him keep first and 10, but this other stuff, it's like, you know, on a third down, you know, Madison Mahan or something. I mean, it sounds like the WWE or something like that.
So is it like this first down is brought to you by Pepsi?
It's well, not thank God it's not that.
That's what I don't like.
Right.
In the Brewer games, that's what gets me. It's like, you know, this stolen base is brought to you by, you know, it's like it's getting out of control with that stuff too.
That's one thing. One of my old roommates from college is super into the video game League of Legends, known as an e-sport. And to be fair, it is a very hard game. It takes a lot of planning, a lot of focus for an extended period of time. I say it does qualify as a sport. Right. However, the coverage is hilarious because of the sponsorships. Like when you wipe out the whole opposing team, there are five people. And so they call it an ace when you get all of them. But because of the sponsorships, it's now the Bud Light Ace.
Oh, good.
So, and you have stuff like the Red Baron Power or the Red Bull Baron Power Play brought to you by whatever. Like, it's just obnoxious and hilarious every time. They're like, oh my God, they finally did it. They got a Bud Light Ace. Like, they have to pause and remind themselves to say the sponsorship. It's ridiculous.
Everything is sponsored now. You're right, both of you. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's going to get to the point where at Brewer games, in between pitches, it's going to be, you know, the catcher's cup adjustment is brought to you by Under Armour. I mean, good gosh.
It's almost that bad. It's
right?
Like, the strikeout, you know, every time a Brewer pitcher strikes out a batter, it's the strikeout is brought to you by blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, come on, seriously? But I guess you got to pay those gazillion dollar salaries somehow.
What do you think of this whole thing about redoing I guess they still offer brats or whatever, but I mean, do we really need brisket mac and cheese and tomato basil soup entrees at Camp Randall? Is that what we need?
No. No, we don't.
When I go to the Knights of Columbus stand across the street. I mean, they got rid of the phallic thing that Alvarez had at the footballs, and now it's that Knights of Columbus stand right across from that. I have myself a Mountain Dew and a brat, and then I go in and sit down and enjoy the game.
Go. That's all you need, right there. Right? I'm with you.
And yep. I'm with you on the Badger Band. I'm all for playing Neil Diamond, you know, Buttercup, classic tradition, you know, jump around. Obviously, they just got voted again, USA Today, best tradition in college football. So it's not that I don't, and the whole race where they have, you know, the LMLP, the student section letter race, I'm all for that. So, I mean, I'm all for some of the canned stuff. I just think that it's intrusive when you really amp it up like that and the crowd's not into it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And why would, when you've got that world-class band at your disposal, why would you want to listen to anything else? That's what I don't understand.
I think that's why Mike Leckrone retired, because they were cutting out the band time at basketball games, and he said, the hell with it, I'm out of here. No, it's not really. I wouldn't have blamed him for it if he would have.
And I'm proud to say that my daughter is now in the marching band of the UW Oshkosh, the Titan Thunder marching band. Nice. And they have a nice setup before their football games. Mm-hmm. They had their first game this past Saturday as well. And that's a really nice organization to be a part of, a college marching band. Really cool. So
there you go.
To all the kids that are in those bands like that, the work that they put into it, the amount of rehearsal and everything that goes into that, let's let them play. Come on.
100%. Congratulations to your daughter, the Titan Band up there at Oshkosh. Perhaps people are listening up there at Oshkosh. WISS, the Big 1100 in Oshkosh. Great community, great university. So congrats on that. All right, Mr. Perry.
I'm with you, Todd.
We appreciate you. We are not boomers. All right, we're millennials. Despite what Kristen Bry may say. All right, thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Were you at the game? Were you at the Badger game this weekend? And even if you weren't, what do you think of these changes to game day at Camp Randall? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Sommers, if you have time, dial up this one. Kenny Chesney, Noise. It's a great song, and we'll get to the core. We'll hear a little bit of that maybe at going out of this segment, because what Jeff said and what Zomer said is 100% right. We are infiltrated with noise today, and what do? We just make more noise from our phones to our screens, our devices. And Jeff's right on. I did this one time. It's been several years. I think it was when I was down in Florida. Some guy drove up and now, you know, they adjust their mufflers. It used to be when your muffler was noisy, you'd be embarrassed. And now people get specific mufflers to go on their car to just, it sounds like a rocket going off.
Oh, this isn't new.
I know, but
blast caps.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so some kid pulled into a parking lot that I was at, and he got out. And I said, "You should have that looked at." And he just looked at me like, "You idiot." But it's too much. It's too much noise here. WMDX, an unrecognized texter. Get off my lawn. See, I guess people think I'm a boomer on this. Here's somebody else, Lisa Joe from Madison, WMDX. She writes, quote, "I'm 64. Went to Oppenheimer, the new movie or newer movie, yesterday. Did I need to feel the rumble in my chest from speakers for scenes that were not the atom bomb exploding? Apparently I did," unquote. But see, for me, that's a little different, because when I go to a movie, especially a more action movie like that, I expect there, and I'm fine with that. Again, I have bad hearing. I have a hearing loss. So if it's loud for me, I know that it's really loud.
Particularly with Oppenheimer, with the bomb going off, obviously that
loud.
Did you
see it?
Yeah, I did. It was really good. However, a lot more bombs go off in that movie than just the atom bomb. I don't mean literal bombs. I mean audio bombs, because like there'll be a moment where everything gets very quiet and then it's suddenly loud out of nowhere. And they recontextualize it many times, but every time it's a bomb going off. Like there's one time where it's a crowd cheering where he's talking and it's quiet. And then all of a sudden everyone's screaming and like it's so there are reasons that it's loud.
Yeah.
However, I would say that sometimes movie theaters still are pretty loud. And you know what? Maybe I'm just sensitive to that stuff. I know that I am. Yeah. So that's why I don't usually judge whether or not something is too loud.
Because everything's loud for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, or most things.
I just bring your
earbuds. Fair enough. Also, the text line, WMDX, same caller or same listener that said, get off my lawn, says, quote, the only reason I have a lawn is so I can holler at the neighbor kids to get off of it, unquote.
I support this.
And look, part of this, I'm just joking around, right? Just because it's kind of funny. But there is some seriousness to it. I get it. Things change, and you do have to keep things relevant for younger people. I was not at the game, but my guess is with a solid crowd, I believe that students got there a little earlier than they normally do, which is a good thing. But as I brought up with Luke Mathers in the last segment, I think this is something for the University of Wisconsin-Madison in particular to take a look at. What have you done in the past to cause younger people not to come? Part of it is ticket prices that only older people, more financially secure people can afford. I also think, by the way, that they ought to move the student section in the Kohl Center to right behind the opposing team's bench. They should put the student section on the baseline or further down to the court instead of having them in the essentially the end zone of one of the ends at the Kohl Center. I think that would be tougher for opponents. I think students would be more excited if more of them were closer to the actual game. But again, the reason that the athletic department doesn't do that is because older people will pay a higher price, a higher premium for those better tickets right on the court side.
It also could make it easier for people to behave poorly. However, at the same time, if people are going to do that at a sports game, they're going to do it.
Well, remember, they're adding alcohol to the Kohl Center this year.
That would never promote bad behavior.
I'm sure that'll go well. Our friend Kristen Bry, she's on it, as she always is. She says, if you look at the Facebook post on the jump around page, people are talking about the same topic that we're talking about. So if you go to Facebook and look for the Jump Around Wisconsin Facebook page, more on that as well. We thank Kristen Bry for that. She is spectacular, by the way. Tune her in every morning, 10 until noon, as goes Wisconsin. On the way out, here's this song by Kenny Chesney, Noise. There's always lots of it, and we're getting more of it.
Every house, every shade of noise. All the floors, all the walls, they all shake with noise. We can't sleep, we can't think, can't escape the noise. We can't take the noise, so we just make noise. Yeah, we scream, yeah, we shout, till we don't have a voice. In the streets, in the crowds, it ain't nothing but noise. Drowning out all the dreams of this Tennessee boy. Just trying to be heard in all this noise.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 80, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn, direct, live, and in person once again on this Tuesday, immediately following the top of the hour news. Filled in for Matt last Friday, Mr. Zombers. We had our show, and then I filled in for Matt because Matt was filling in for Crudy and Dom for Devil's Advocates. And it was fine, and Nate did a great job as the producer. The problem, we literally got our wires crossed because I've had the honor and high privilege of hosting Matt Flynn's show before. And we get callers just like
right.
His show is very reliant on his callers. They make the show. And had about the same amount of callers when I guest hosted. We were like 15, 20 minutes into the show. Nothing.
Right. I had the same conclusion you guys did that like maybe everyone's already on vacation.
It was crickets. And I'm like, well, did I tick off Matt's listeners? I mean, what happened? And
now just not have the phone lines rerouted?
Apparently, there was a mistake, and all the calls that were coming in from Matt Flynn direct on Friday were going to the Waukesha studio, but there was nobody in Waukesha to answer them. So here we were doing the show in Madison, and all the calls were going to Waukesha. So by the time Matt started with Devils, everything was worked out. And it went fine, but
that's good for him that it did get worked out.
Yeah. Thankfully I had enough stuff to cover an hour, but I'm like, what, you know, are people just not there? What's going on? But we got it worked out. Anyway, Matt is back today and back in the saddle, back at the microphone. Matt Flynn direct from 3 until 4 o'clock. Then the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom at 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show. And then from 8 until 10, it is Rick Smith Across America, followed by our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio at 10 o'clock. Great lineup today on the Civic Media Radio Network. You do not want to miss it. Here's my quick spectrum update for those that might have been listening over the past couple of weeks. I'm now over 2 months into this new apartment. Still, I'm on my, I'll call it 7th, I guess, technically now on my 8th spectrum guy. And Brandon, as you might have recalled, Christopher told me I'd be hearing from Brandon or Pedro on Thursday, and I never did. However, after we got done on Friday, I discovered that Brandon had called and left a message on my phone. And of course, he said, well, you know, I'll be here for like another couple hours, and then I'm out of here for the weekend. Fine. So I called him this morning to the number he gave me. So far, no response. So I am now on Spectrum Dude number 8, still no Spectrum service.
But more phone tag.
Yes, but I am not alone, as it turns out now, because I'm not sure if you saw this, and it started last weekend at the start of college football, but there is an ongoing dispute between these big corporations of Disney and Spectrum, because Disney, ESPN, Disney, the big corporation, they charge a premium to each person who carries them, whether it's Spectrum, Comcast, whether it's YouTube. They have to pay a premium to carry ESPN. And on Spectrum, apparently, it's around $9. Everyone pays about, of your cable bill, $9 of that is to get all the Disney ESPN channels, all right? So according to CNET.com, Here's what happened. Spectrum subscribers across the United States have lost ESPN, FX, Freeform, and all other Disney programming. Turns out, Disney-owned channels have gone dark over a carriage dispute with Charter Communications, the company behind the Spectrum brand. And it wasn't just football. The blackout caused viewers to miss parts of the U.S. Open and, of course, the kickoff of college football. The big show, you know, College Game Day, ESPN, nothing. Blackout. Ordinarily, Disney and Charter have an agreement on how much Charter will pay Disney in exchange for the right to broadcast as many channels. But as the two companies have been renegotiating the price of Disney programming, they failed to reach an agreement. The breakdown led to Disney pulling its channels from the cable provider's Spectrum service last week. A lot of people thought this was Spectrum. As it turns out, it was Disney who decided to pull their feed off of Spectrum, if you will, right as college football was kicking off. This includes ESPN, meaning that because of the dispute, viewers missed out on the U.S. Open and the kickoff to college football. So if you're a Spectrum subscriber, and those of us who are, anyway, who's missing some of your favorite content now that these channels have disappeared, and you just can't wait for the dispute to be resolved, you've got some options. Almost all your favorite shows, news, and sports are also on the stream. Now, this is true. So you could go to YouTube, for instance. But if you're on YouTube and you want to watch the Milwaukee Brewers on Bally Sports, you're out of luck. Because Bally Sports doesn't have an agreement with YouTube. So if you're on YouTube and you want to watch the Brewers, you've got to buy and download the Bally Sports app. Or Major League Baseball, I think, as well. So they get you coming and going. And this is the thing. Everything now has been individualized. And Disney, of course, has been talking about launching their own streaming service, if you will, specifically for ESPN.
And you know what? They have an entertainment monopoly. So basically, if they do it, we have to give it to them. They can do what they want until we have some kind of action, maybe at the legislative level.
Yeah.
If you are Charter and you're listening to this, I sure hope that everyone making a stink makes Disney move, but I sincerely doubt it will.
And this is the thing. Both of these mega companies are at fault. Both of their CEOs are making millions and millions of dollars. So when they say, oh, well, you know, we're Disney, we're ESPN, we need this increase. Well, Bob Iger just signed a new two-year extension for tens of millions of dollars. The Charter guy, I think I looked up, that CEO makes like $54 million. Hard to have a lot of empathy for either of these sides when both of their CEOs are making tens of millions of dollars.
When they could personally pay for the disagreement.
Right.
And not notice.
And by the way, probably pay your employees a little bit more on top of it.
Let's not push things too far, Todd.
So according to CNET, though it's hard to say when exactly the two companies will reach an agreement, it's safe to assume they're actively working to coming to a resolution. Charter has launched a website called DisneyESPNFairDeal.com. DisneyESPNFairDeal, all spelled out together, .com. On the site, Charter calls the pricing increase, quote-unquote, excessive, and encourages subscribers to call on Disney to come to a deal. And, of course, Disney fires back at them. Fingers crossed it's all sorted out before the NFL season kicks off on September 7th with a matchup between Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. First world problems, I know. But, again, it's the corporate greed, right, Mr. Zowers?
Easily avoidable first world problems is the
yes.
thing.
Thanks to State Senator Kelda Royce for being our guest. Also, Luke Mathers for being on the show. Kristen Bry popped in as well. We thank her. Sam Davison, welcome to the Civic Media family. And Mr. Zomers as well. Of course, above all, thank you all for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Todd Allball on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.